So Italian food is not just burrata, carbonara, or pesto, or pizza. Yeah. Every region have a different traditional food.
Kita nggak bisa ngeklaim kita itu yang terbaik. Yeah. Gitu. Tapi visi kita salah satunya adalah membawa taste of Italian food itu dengan cara yang berbeda. This is the real taste yang gue bawa untuk orang lain coba.
I only know bolognese, right? Yeah, from my mom. Yeah. I order bolognese and it's so sour. Yeah. It's so sour for me. Yeah. I don't like it at that time. What is this? It's so sour. I used to the sweet version back home, right? So
surprisingly ini tuh the top dessert yang kita jual since Casa Alba ini buka.
Chef, can you find a creamy carbonara in Italy?
Hello everybody, thank you very much for tuning into the show today. Kali ini gua ada di Casa Alba Ristorante, salah satu restorannya dari Alba Restaurant Group. Kali ini gue mau ngobrol sama Director of Operation-nya, Herna, dan juga Chef Roberto Fiorini. Dia adalah Chef Patron dari Alba Group. Nah, mereka akan bercerita tentang bagaimana Casa Alba ini buka, dan juga Alba Group kan punya banyak restoran. Restoran-restoran yang lain tuh konsepnya apa aja, sambil kita makan authentic Italian food. Dan nanti Chef Roberto juga akan cerita sedikit soal karirnya, dan juga arti makanan otentik Italia itu seperti apa. Seperti biasa, jangan lupa subscribe di Regenser Radio Podcast, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, dan juga Anchor App. Follow Instagram kita di Regenser Radio dan juga di TikTok. And without further ado, please welcome Chef Roberto dan juga Herna dari Casa Alba Ristorante. Enjoy the show. Let's go. Oke, everybody, kita sekarang ada di Casa Alba Ristorante. Nah, ini udah ditemenin sama chefnya. Ini ada Chef Patron, Chef Roberto Fiorini. Thank you, Chef, for your time. Dan juga ada Novi Hernawati sebagai Operational Director dari Alba Group.
Yes.
How are you guys?
I'm fine, good. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you for inviting me. I always enjoy eating at Alba.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so... Jadi mungkin buat listener ya, jadi podcast ini mungkin bakal campur-campur nih bahasa Inggris, bahasa Indo. Jadi kalau ada yang ngerti subtitle boleh diisi di bawah. So pertama mungkin jelasin konsepnya dulu kali. Herna, untuk Casa Alba sendiri itu apa konsepnya, dan mungkin bedanya, the difference between Alba Ristorante and Casa Alba.
Roberto?
Chef Roberto.
Okay, so the difference between Casa Alba, Alba Ristorante, and you forgot Inferno.
Yeah, Inferno.
So, let's see, between Casa Alba and Alba Ristorante, we are still talking about Italian food. Pure Italian food.
Yeah.
Alba has born like bakery, pastry, and ristorante, all in one.
Okay.
Our first outlet was in Peak, only one, three floors.
Yes.
Then we decide to expand.
Mm.
Of course, Alba is a more casual.
Mm.
It's very easy to go, easy to eat. You don't expect something too formal.
Mm.
No?
Yep.
Still respecting the authenticity of Italian food.
Mm.
Casa Alba is one level up.
Hmm.
Not even close to fine dining, because I don't like fine dining anymore after spend all my career in fine dining restaurant or Michelin star restaurant.
Yeah.
I rather have a place where you go, you feel comfortable, but the food is still the star.
Hmm.
So we are really focused on the quality of the ingredient, the presentation, the wine list, the way we serve, the way we welcome the guests in Casa Alba. This is really top level.
Yeah.
In Alba, it's still good level,
More casual.
It's more casual. So yeah. You can go there, you can drink a coffee, you can take your pastry, you can take a sandwich, or you can eat. It's like a more from morning to dinner, you can eat all the time.
Yeah.
Casa Alba, even though we are opening for morning to dinner, it's more lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
So this is the main difference between Casa Alba and Alba.
Mm.
Then there is Inferno, which is the new concept.
The new concept.
Inferno is new also for me. So this idea was in my mind since long time ago after I visit Echebarri in Spain, which is
A wood fire restaurant,
it's
right?
Asador. No, it's called Echebarri Asador.
Echebarri Asador.
In San Sebastian.
Mm.
And it's all about grill.
Mm.
Even though it is different because it does is a own cheese, it serve many products also are not in the grill.
Yeah.
This idea jumped to my mind to do from A to Z all the ingredients, all the dish on the menu have two ingredients or the main ingredient that touching the charcoal. So there is this fil rouge.
Yeah.
And connect the appetizer to the dessert.
Ah.
So when you go to Inferno, it's not only grill house, it's not steak house, it's just all about charcoal.
All about charcoal.
That's why the name is Inferno, because the flame of the charcoal is there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, exciting restaurant. Itu kita akan kesana juga nanti, hopefully, guys. We'll visit next time. Inferno, really, really, really excited to try. Nah, kalau Alba sendiri udah, total ada berapa jadi restorannya?
Untuk under Alba Group ya, kita bilang Alba Group itu sendiri saat ini sudah ada 6 termasuk di Surabaya. Jadi kita baru di Surabaya itu bisa dibilang last project kita di tahun ini, which is itu di Januari di 2023. Kita punya Dipik. Dipik itu kita ada 2 di lokasi yang berbeda. Pertama itu kita sebutnya Alba Ristorante.
Hah, ada 2 Dipik.
Yang satu lagi di East Coast, tapi kita hanya menjual pastry dan gelato. Karena kan core-nya dari Alba Ristorante sendiri tadi seperti yang Chef Roberto
complete,
bilang,
ya?
Complete. Tapi
okay.
Kita hanya serve untuk pastry, cake, bakery, dan gelato. Itu ada di East Coast, masih di area Peak juga di Gulf Island.
Okay.
Kemudian kita ada di sini di Casa Alba Menteng. Kemudian di One Satrio. Di One Satrio itu ada Alba Ristorante sama Inferno The Grill itu sendiri.
Okay. Cepet ya. I mean the progress when I know you guys from Peak One. Now you have a lot already. It spent about 2 years.
Ya, yeah, 2 tahun.
And more to come.
Yeah.
Yes, and more to come.
Well, talk about your career, Chef Roberto. I mean, where you came from, obviously from Italy.
From when? My first day till now, I think maybe we need
more
year.
Time.
Yeah.
When you start your, you
I make
cook.
It. I make it short.
Yeah.
Short. Let's see, I start, I step in the kitchen my first time, I was 13 years old.
13 years old,
yeah.
Wow.
So we talk about many years ago.
Yeah.
And then I decide to do the hotelery school. I moved city from, I was born in Rome.
Rome,
and then
okay.
I moved to Senegalia. And then I had lucky to meet the right people, the right chef, the right teacher in the school.
Which is very important.
Yeah, they introduced me in this world in the right way, with passion. Because passion in that time is very hard.
Yeah.
Working. It's now, you have some privilege, the chefs are famous, and then the salary is high, and then the people consider you as a star.
Yeah.
In that time,
no way.
You are just underdog working in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Just if you don't have passion, you are nothing.
Mm.
So then these things bring me to work in several famous places around the world, especially in Europe. I also went to Moscow when I was 19.
Wow.
First restaurant, the first Italian restaurant in all the Russia.
Wow.
I've been working there.
Wow.
In 90.
Really? What was that like?
Gorbachev was still the president.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And then I moved to New York as well. And then I opened my own restaurant when I was 25th.
Oh.
And every year I close for 3 months, and then I spend this month to work with a internship in the still in the best restaurant around the world to improve and make connection.
Yeah.
So I got pretty famous.
Mm.
After a while, I was a rebel in my life, not really an angel. I fed up.
Okay.
After 16 years, I closed the restaurant.
Mm.
I had 2 in the time.
Okay.
And I just decided to continue working around the world. And for, I don't know the reason why. So actually, I end in Indonesian, but was just casuality. It's not nothing planned.
Okay.
So Mulia Hotel called me, need a chef in Il Mare, and then, like my CV, I do the food testing. I move it. Then, so after I start working overseas again, my vision was just about create something in another country. So from day first, I work hard to make my name again. Because here, nobody know me. In Italy, everybody knows me here from zero.
Yeah.
And actually, I made it.
Mm.
So after Mulia, I got a call from the royal family in Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
They asked me to be the private chef.
Okay.
And even though I don't like Saudi Arabia, in the end, I accept the offer because it was really a good opportunity for me. Then I come back to Indonesia for holiday. I got stuck because pandemic.
Yeah.
Stuck six months. I met Tony.
Mm.
And then together with Tony, we share the vision and we decide to start this project.
Ah. So
that's how the things happen. If I ask about my career, the chef I've been working with, it's a lot.
Yeah. Another.
From Nancy to Ferran Adrià, Mauro Uliassi, or... Luis Andoni, many.
Another session. You talk about your long version of your career. Another podcast with me.
Yeah, okay. Will be nice.
Well, let's talk about...
So many small things to say. Gonna make you laugh.
Yeah. Let's talk about the food. First, what do you like me to try first? This one? The carpaccio?
Let's explain. The carpaccio is one of the most famous...
Italian dish.
Italian dish, right? And then we just twist in an our fancy way.
Mm.
So we serve with Parmesan ice cream on top and truffle.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll try. Nah, mungkin bisa...
take together with the Parmesan ice cream. Actually, we can do this one. Look.
Okay.
We can do something like that. You spread.
Oh, okay. Jadi ini pakai es krim ya?
Es krim. Yeah.
Wow.
And then you try together.
Okay.
Ini makanan yang dia create sometimes yang kita bingung kok bisa ya gitu. Tapi ketika di mix ternyata hasilnya cukup.
So the tenderness of the meat.
Yeah.
The truffle that we use.
Yeah. And the
Parmesan es krim. Give a completely different taste to the food.
Yeah, and the Parmesan doesn't overpower. Well, different textures as well. Where do you find the inspiration, chef, to do this type of food?
As I say, after you work with the best chef around the world for a long, long, long time, and actually I spend time studying. Even now, I buy book, I read book, I read book, I read book, I never stop studying.
Mm-hmm.
I never stop thinking about food. Some idea is no good. Some idea is working very well. And then you just have to fix it.
Okay.
The point is the Parmesan ice cream.
Yeah.
So I'm using the same ingredient of the classic carpaccio. Parmesan shaved and then truffle shaved. Mm. But I twist the texture. So here there are many textures. There is and many temperature as well.
Yeah.
The cold one of the ice cream.
Yeah.
The crunchy for the crackers.
Yeah.
There is the smoothie from the truffle sauce.
Yeah.
and the softness from the meat.
And the nuts as well.
And the nuts as well, yeah.
Crunchy texture, amazing.
There is always in the dish, you need to deal with texture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only one texture is boring.
It's boring.
Yeah. Don't make your saliva, your mouth watering.
Yeah.
No? But if the texture is different, the mouth watering is coming very fast.
Yeah, that's a good tip, guys. And then the next question, I guess, you traveled all across and worked all across the world with amazing restaurant team. What is the challenges of creating a restaurant, Italian restaurant, in Jakarta? Then maybe later you can add it as well, because Italian food is so popular for Indonesia, yeah. Right? Indonesia are quite familiar with Italian food.
Okay, I tell my point of view, then maybe... You first or me first?
You first.
Okay, so the point is, there are many Italian restaurants in Jakarta.
Yeah.
I do agree.
A lot.
But from Italian side, there are not many good Italian restaurants in Jakarta. Good doesn't mean that they serve no good food. There are many that serving good food, but it's not good Italian food.
So
Italian food is not just burrata, carbonara, or pesto, or pizza.
Yeah.
No? So in Italy, we have 21 regions.
Yeah.
Mm. Every region have a different traditional food.
Yeah.
In every region, there are like 4 or 5 provinces, they have a different food as well.
Yeah.
So when you talk about Italian food, the range is huge.
Yeah. We only know pasta and pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We cannot just talk Italian food. It's just carbonara and carpaccio and pizza or pesto.
Aglio olio.
Yeah.
which is good.
Yeah.
That's good food.
Yeah, yeah.
But Italian food is something... Big, really big. That's why I'm not saying that my Italian food is better than the other one, because I'm not the one eating, I'm the one cooking. I'm not in the position to say that. But of course, the variation that we give about Italian food is different. So I try using the in local ingredient.
Yeah.
Mix with Italian ingredient because you cannot have a pure Italian ingredient, of course.
Yeah.
But we try to reproduce what belongs to our tradition.
Yeah.
Mm. I give you a sample here.
Yeah.
Okay, the carbonara is the one we already mentioned.
Mm.
And of course, it's the classic of the classic.
Carbonara.
It cannot be out of the menu.
Yeah.
Even though our carbonara is not cream.
Mm.
Yeah. We don't use cream. If you see, it's very yellow.
Yes.
Because carbonara, I come from Rome.
Mm.
Carbonara in Rome is only egg yolk, pecorino cheese, and guanciale. Guanciale is the...
Cheek,
exactly. Which we cannot use guanciale because it's very bitter for Indonesians. So we use pancetta.
Mm.
But still stuck in pecorino, parmigiano cheese, and egg yolk.
Yeah.
No cream. So when you want to eat the creamy one, I'm not saying that it's no good.
Yeah.
It's good. But it's different things. Mm. You can find another place. Yeah. There are millions of restaurants that serve you the creamy carbonara in the same way.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
But if you want to eat the original, it's only me. Because nobody there.
Yeah.
It's not because they don't know. Nobody there.
Yeah.
But we are talking Italian food.
Mm.
So I want to respect what is Italian food.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we talk about that, the one in front of you, can you see the
mantis shrimps?
Mantis shrimps. This is typical from Emilia-Romagna. The mantis shrimps, the Adriatic Sea is famous for mantis shrimps.
Okay.
And Emilia-Romagna and Marche are famous to cook mantis shrimps.
Mm. Emilia-Romagna is a province, right?
Emilia-Romagna is a region.
It's a region,
So Emilia-Romagna is the region where come also Parmigiano, but Emilia, Emilia come from Parmigiano come from Emilia. The food, the fish come from, the seafood come from Romagna, which is close to the sea.
Yeah.
So I reproduce just the way we used to do grilled things in Emilia Romagna in market with breadcrumb and herbs.
Yeah,
and then we grill. So I make the crust, the typical crust. Of course, it's not grilled. It's just gratinated.
Yeah.
So the meat is still soft and the crust is crunchy. But the taste is exactly the same. Just the texture change.
Yeah,
It's more, it's nicer.
So yeah, it's very important to be as authentic as possible, right?
Sebenarnya kalau kita bilang, ya balik lagi kayak tadi Chef Roberto bilang, kita gak bisa ngeklaim kita itu yang terbaik.
Yeah.
Gitu. Tapi visi kita salah satunya adalah membawa taste of Italian food itu dengan cara yang berbeda dari yang mungkin sudah ada. Karena kan ya kayak tadi dia bilang, yang kita tahu carbonara itu creamy.
Yeah.
Dan kayaknya mungkin kebanyakan orang di Jakarta pun atau di Indonesia taunya carbonara itu creamy.
Yeah.
Ketika dia bawa ke meja dengan ini loh carbonara sesungguhnya gitu. Yang mungkin ya di, kita bilang khususnya di Jakarta banyak Italian restoran yang mungkin masih menyajikan creamy carbonara itu kan. Nah kita itu ya seperti ini gitu. Ya balik lagi semua punya marketnya masing-masing ya. Kadang kita gak bisa bilang bahwa punya kita yang terbaik atau punya mereka yang terbaik atau begini caranya. Tapi this is the way we cook, we provide the food gitu loh untuk customer kita. Dan ternyata memang ya marketnya memang ada gitu loh yang mencari seperti ini. Dan surprisingly kita bilang expat itu ya mencarinya seperti ini loh. Yeah, bukan yang creamy itu.
Oh gitu. Of course if expat, of course they want the the original version, right? Especially when it... The expat is from Italy, right?
Dan dari Chef Roberto sendiri, kayak gue belajar bahwa dia bilang banyak banget Italian food. Ya sama kayak di Indonesia, banyak banget makanan.
Yeah.
Kayak pastry, kita kayak waktu kita develop new menu for pastry. Dia bilang banyak loh pastry, lu maunya yang kayak gimana? Yang bisa di-accept tuh seperti apa gitu. Jadi kita one by one kita coba untuk masukin yang dia tahu, yang di Italy itu ada apa. Kita coba untuk masukin ke marketnya.
Baru di-adjust gitu di dari segi rasanya gitu ya.
Banyak adalah yang harus mirip dengan tesnya orang Indonesia itu sendiri.
Okay. Well, I have so many questions. Yeah. Chef, can you find a creamy carbonara in Italy? Or there are also different styles of carbonara? Okay.
Go to the
tourist place. Huh?
Touristic place.
Okay. I see.
They face the market, the demand of the market.
Okay.
So, but I don't want to be focused on the creamy carbonara because this is just the only thing that I don't want to serve. I'm not so strict. Like if people like with cream, we can put cream.
Yeah.
You understand? But I still want to.
The original
style. Is like that.
Yeah.
But of course, the other things you cannot find in the restaurant.
Yeah.
This is the only one. Yeah. You cannot find. Yeah. So there is no, you cannot compare.
Yeah.
When you cannot compare, it's like the first time you eat carbonara in your life.
Yeah.
You don't have comparison.
Yeah.
For you, carbonara is that one, right?
Yeah.
So I give you one more example that very can explain everything.
Yeah.
I start doing panettone.
Yeah.
You know the Christmas panettone, yes. Right? So. And I use the mother yeast, which is 100 years old.
Wow.
I use the flour from Italy.
Yeah.
I use the butter, the high quality, the organic eggs and this and that. Candied orange made by ourselves.
Yeah.
All the best of the best. Of course, the result is something completely different.
Yeah.
So the one used to it. Panettone in Italy, the artisanal panettone in Italy said, oh wow, this is really good panettone.
Yeah.
Then why used to eat the panettone made from all that, using all my all due respect to people, but with some pastry chef that doesn't come from Europe, not from France, not
who
from
never Italy, been,
who come from Shanghai, all the respect, they don't know how to do it. They don't know what is it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They just think it's that one. So, if in Hotel Mulia have a Shanghai pastry chef, example, and they make panettone, and they sell 300 panettone or 1,000 panettone every year, and the people eating think that is the panettone. So that's wrong. That's why now people have the chance. I give the chance to eat the real one.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you're going to like it.
Yeah.
But this is, we respect the
Yeah.
the Italian brand.
Yeah, the thing is, taste is also very subjective, right? Yes. When people get exactly. used, yeah, yeah get that's used to I mean. One flavor, yeah. then they will prefer one yeah, that yeah. flavor for the rest yeah. of the time.
If you ask me, which is the best bolognese you ever eat in your life?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say the one from my grandma.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, yeah. The one yeah. from my mother. Why? Mm. Because I used to eat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, my mom. Used to make carbonara. Bolognese when yeah. I was little. Not the original bolognese, just a bolognese with tomato yeah. ketchup.
It's the best one.
Yeah, it's yeah, really good. Really good. Betul. And I got the chance when I was a teenager. I went to Italy, and they served me. Oh, what do you want to order? I know. I only know yeah. bolognese, right? Yeah, from yeah, my mom. Yeah. I ordered bolognese, and it's so sour. Yeah. It's so sour for yeah. me. Yeah. I don't like it at that time. What is this? Yeah, it's so yeah. sour. I used to the sweet version back home, right? Yeah, 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 so yeah. that's the thing. Taste is very subjective, yeah. right?
Sama waktu kita pertama kali kita yang dicoba waktu Chef Roberto masak, kita mau opening lah, selalu dia dengan menu barunya dan kita disuruh coba, kita akan bilang ini bukan selera gue banget nih,
gitu. Yeah, yeah.
Karena benar-benar different kan. Tapi dia selalu memberikan pengertian bahwa this the real taste
exactly.
yang gue bawa untuk orang lain coba. Meskipun mereka belum pernah ke Itali, tapi mereka tahu bahwa this is the real taste. Jadi mungkin lebih kayak ketika kesana gak terlalu shock ya. Oh yeah. rasanya tuh kok beda banget gitu. Karena kita sering disajikan tuh makanan yang mungkin rich banget rasanya. Padahal sampai di negara asalnya tuh gak se-rich itu loh. Gitu.
Yeah.
Karena kan di-adjust dengan lidahnya Indonesia sendiri kan.
Yes, yes. Ya itu dia. That's the biggest challenge, yeah, right?
Betul,
and if you want to serve authentic food. But yeah. have to also cater to the local taste. Local
yeah,
taste.
Betul.
And this one, what is this, chef?
This is it's called Agnolotti del Plin. It's typical from Piedmont.
Okay.
And it's filled with... in Piedmont, we use also pork.
Yeah, pork.
I cannot use pork yeah. inside because I have to give a chance to eat to everyone, right?
Yeah.
So it's beef, chicken, and spinach inside. And we make the filling a little bit softer using butter or cream.
So good.
And then we serve with Parmesan fondue and beef juice and truffle.
Mm.
So actually, this one in Piedmont, they used to serve on the napkin.
Okay.
Serving the napkin that you put on the plate because it's very dry. After you put on the napkin, yeah. the napkin is going to absorb all the water. And then you put the sauce on top and the truffle. Or just Parmesan and truffle.
Yeah.
That's typical from Piedmont.
And Piedmont.
It's made one by one.
Yeah.
By hand.
Yeah.
Made one by one. Like yeah. when the Chinese, which I love, their dumpling.
Yes.
Same.
And I noticed you use truffle oil, but it's only subtle, you know. It yeah. doesn't overpower.
Our truffle oil, we just take it from Italy.
Italy.
Oh. Yeah.
Jadi,
we
yeah.
just take it from Italy. And
real
then
stuff,
it's balanced. Using extra virgin olive oil,
okay.
not using the normal vegetable oil,
yeah.
which is cheap. And it's balanced from my friend. They have the produce oil in Umbria.
Ah.
So it's made just for us.
Wow.
Truffle oil
wow.
then? Olive oil.
And yeah.
Olive oil.
Yeah,
itu import dari Italy.
I mean, yeah, the real extra virgin olive oil is really good and it tastes completely different
yeah,
from
yeah,
the,
yeah,
the
yeah,
bottle stuff you can find.
Another thing when I talk about original taste.
Yeah.
If you take just bread,
yeah.
bruschetta,
yeah.
empty, and you put our olive oil on top,
exactly,
it's amazing.
Yeah. yeah.
Super.
Yep.
But if you take the olive oil that is sour or
yeah.
tastes old
yeah.
or stay too long or is mixed with the olive from Spain or from
anywhere,
Greece,
yeah.
it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's not.
Yeah, I once went when I was in Italy because I used to work in Paris for 3 years and I have one Italian friend and he invited me to come to his hometown and there we do an olive oil tasting. That's the first time I say, wow, it's so different from every all. There's
yeah, yeah.
the
many.
Peppery, there's one
yeah,
the spicy.
Yeah.
Every region in Italy,
yeah.
many yeah. regions have the from Sicily, Liguria, Umbria, Toscana, Lazio, Marche, That's the most one. And Lombardia.
Okay.
Veneto. The one make the oil.
Hmm.
All different.
Yeah. Iya yeah, guys, jadi Italian food ya itu gede juga kan. Yeah. Kalau misalnya kalian cuma tahu pizza sama pasta ya sama aja kalau bilang makanan Indo cuma nasi goreng sama rendang gitu misalnya kan banyak banget Italian food kan. Is it frustrating for the two of you that the people, most of the people only order pasta and pizza here maybe?
No, but no. People is free to order whatever they want to eat.
Mm.
Actually it's not only pizza and pasta.
Yeah.
Mm. It's also many fish and... Mm. And
yeah.
Meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a good selection of meat. Yeah. The fish come directly from Lombok. Mm. There is another Italian in Lombok that's selling fish.
Yeah.
And is we buy directly from him.
Was yeah. The line caught
there. Yeah. Jadi sometimes tuh
it's wild catch.
Yeah.
Ketersediaannya juga suka tergantung musim. Kalau yeah. lagi enggak ada, ya udah kita enggak bisa jualan.
Yeah, that's the real thing. I mean Indonesian restaurant culture is not used to the word seasonality.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah. Ah, okay. Terima kasih.
Wow.
Thank you. Okay, before we talk about seasonality, Chef Roberto, can you explain this?
Yeah, this one I love to explain. There is actually a story behind this dessert.
Okay.
Oh, I just
what is this? What is this? Is no, it okay. bread or?
It's a okay. This bread is very it's quite common in France, in Spain, and north of Italy.
Okay.
With different name. In Spain it's called Torreca.
Mm.
In French it's Pamperdu.
Oh, okay.
In Italy Pamperdu. We call Pane della Memoria.
Okay.
But how, where this dessert come from?
It's similar to French toast, no?
No, completely okay. far from French toast. The way I make it is
okay.
Gak boleh disamain.
No, I just say because in Paris a lot of Pamperdu, yeah. Translated to French toast sometimes. Yeah. Okay.
So,
okay.
How this recipe born? This recipe, not the Torreca or the Pamperdu. This recipe. Because I used to eat every morning the bread for the day before.
Okay.
From the day before.
Yeah. A stale
dry,
bread.
Right?
Yeah.
Dry. Mm. Soak in the milk with sugar. And actually, I don't really like a lot, but my father love.
Okay.
So I say, okay, if my father love means I need to love. And I start eating as well.
Okay.
So, and after that time, when I move, I went to study, I never eat these things anymore in my life.
Mm.
Especially because the bread from that town, close to Rome, nearby Rome, the bread was really good. So I did similar bread.
Mm.
I soak in the very light custard cream. And then I caramelize all the sides. But before, I fill it with custard cream.
Mm.
So it's very juicy inside.
Okay.
And then I serve with orange and ricotta ice cream. Why orange and ricotta? For two reasons. My father used to eat ricotta with that things. Fresh ricotta.
Okay.
So, and me, I like the fresh ricotta with orange skin on top.
Mm.
So that's why I put all together. I create to balance the flavor and the taste in this dessert.
Okay. Namanya apa nih? Biar dipesan nanti.
Pane della Memoria.
Pane della Memoria.
Bread of Memory. Dan surprisingly,
what a beautiful name.
Surprisingly ini tuh the top dessert yang kita jual since Casa Alba ini buka. Jadi kalau ditanya dessertnya apa, kita bilang cobain ini dan mereka balik lagi untuk.
Oke, okay. Panen lah. I try ya, Chef.
Silahkan.
Ya, caramelize ya.
Ya.
And the ice cream is?
This the ice cream.
Yeah.
It's a ricotta and orange.
Oh, ricotta and orange.
Nice.
Sublime, huh?
Wow. Again, it's so, yeah, it's very juicy, it's creamy, but it's balanced, you know?
Yeah.
There is nothing to do
overpowering.
With French toast.
No. Far from it.
Respect for the French toast. It's just another thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so good. Nah, terus bedanya marketing gimana, Herna? Kalau dia dari tadi Alba yang pick sama Alba di sini, mungkin sama Alba yang di kota-kota lain, apakah ada perbedaan market gak?
Mungkin kalau yang kita bilang beda itu lebih ke brandnya aja sih ya. Kalau kota sih kita bilang untuk Surabaya dan Jakarta sendiri yang marketnya, kalau karena brandnya itu Alba Ristorante itu sendiri dan yang kita bawa itu adalah casual style ya, sebenarnya sama aja sih gitu loh, di sana sama di Surabaya sendiri dengan di Jakarta. Tapi kalau antara Casa Alba dengan Alba Ristorante dengan Inferno itu sendiri gitu, itu berbeda sekali karena kan konsep yang dibawakan juga berbeda. Kayak tadi di sini kita lebih level up lah dibandingkan Alba Ristorante. Dan tempat ini ya maksudnya ada di Menteng yang sebagian orang mungkin kayak kok gak kelihatan ya,
sedikit
gitu.
Ngumpet.
Like the hidden gem gitu kan. Tapi ternyata selama kita ini kan satu tahun nih kita running di Casa Alba ini sendiri, ternyata yang kita serve bahkan bukan orang-orang yang biasa aja, surprisingly. Maksudnya anak-anak suka, kayak staff suka bilang kayak, iya si A, si B, si C. Sometimes kita duduk, kita pun gak tahu di sebelah kita tuh ternyata someone.
Yeah.
Like, last week we serve for one of the menteri lah.
Ah,
kita
ada
bookingan gitu untuk masakin salah satu menteri di Indonesia.
Oh, yeah, this is the area for that. Eh?
Yes, gitu. Nah, kalau untuk Inferno sendiri kan karena kita ada di Kuningan, memang mungkin karena itu juga stylenya baru, jadi kita marketnya juga lagi dicoba ternyata apa sih yang masuk untuk makanan itu sendiri. Dan ya memang karena sekitar situ juga banyak ekspat, mereka yang datang untuk makanan yang mungkin mereka susah cari untuk taste-nya mereka, itu mereka dapetin juga di Inferno dan di Alba Ristorante itu sendiri.
Oke, gitu. Nah kalau misalnya, gue mau nanya, Alba nih misalnya yang Alba Ristorante, ada di buka di kota lain seperti Surabaya gitu, itu ada penyesuaian gak dari segi rasa, dari segi itunya, apa 100% sama Jakarta sama Surabaya gitu? Apa harus ada penyesuaian sedikit-sedikit?
I think we have the same recipe for Surabaya.
Yeah, did you tweak the recipe when you want to move to different city, to open a different city in Indonesia, or exactly the same?
Let's see, the recipe are the same, but the chef, the cook, is always different.
Beda.
You cannot expect that every outlet, the taste is exactly the same. The recipe is the same.
Sama.
But we are not cooking with central kitchen. We are still cooking with passion.
Yeah.
I mean, in Surabaya there is one Italian chef and follow my instruction and my recipe.
Yeah.
But if you want to twist little bit and I try, I
with,
like it.
Yeah.
With his style.
Yeah. Why not? Because he's still the owner of the kitchen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have to respect the chef.
Yes.
Since I'm a chef, I have to respect the people who's there. But actually, there is no big difference. No. The only thing, we don't serve every outlet the same menu.
Yeah, betul. Because itu uniknya.
Still some special, for example, in Alba Peak, become very famous with this rainbow cappelle.
Hey, that's my favorite item. I always eat that. Filled with walnuts, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
The favorite of the queen.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't put in Alba Kuninga. We serve special of the months. Because still, I give you the reason to try,
right?
Get out from Jakarta.
Exactly.
The working time in peak. And then you can eat something special.
Also,
the pizza, we follow our traditional recipe of the dough, of course. But some outlets have some flavors, some outlet have
different flavor. Okay.
Supaya semua nyobain restoran Alba Group tuh seperti apa.
Well, really unique ya. Really, a good tip for the listener. Yeah. Jadi you have a couple of special item that will encourage people to go there and try because they don't have it here.
Jadi some guest juga datang misalnya kayak gue mau bikin event nih yang kayak private, kayak contohnya dinner buat anniversary atau apapun, kita bisa suggest mereka untuk datang ke sini karena ambience-nya lebih mendukung betul. Dan makanannya juga lebih level up lah istilahnya.
Okay. And there's one question I want to ask, dying to ask since it happened years ago before. Because a lot of my friends actually know Casa Alba from that incident. Yeah. And I was starting my podcast at that time. Yeah. And it's like everybody said, hey, Ray, you should invite the chef.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's like, okay, wait. But I'm curious what really happened. I mean, there's a little incident, right? Your Alba goes viral because some Instagram influencers are not happy, supposedly, with the services.
Yeah.
Right, it's close to your opening, right? It's very close to your opening, and it caused a lot of scene in the F&B industry. Now I want to know the real story behind.
I can't just say one word and then I'm gonna explain to you. Okay. It's better, but to me, everything is called karma. You think you want to do something bad to someone?
Yeah. It turns out to be really good. Because karma. Iya, lot loh. Jadi banyak banget keluarga gue, teman gue yang malah nanya, itu Alba emangnya restoran apa kemarin? Restoran Itali. Mm-hmm. Akhirnya malah pada they come and try, they like the food, they love the service, and they come back again countless times, right? Yeah. Jadi apa kejadiannya?
Jadi kan mungkin sebagian orang bilangnya itu black campaign ya. Yeah. Dilakukan untuk promosi.
Ada juga bilang settingan pasti ada dong. Betul, soalnya lihat malah makin rame banyak, gitu kan.
Dan,
ya.
Ya maksudnya ya benar katanya Chef Roberto, it's like a karma gitu kan. Sebenarnya menurut gue apa yang terjadi saat itu adalah hal yang sebenarnya banyak restoran alamin. Ketika mereka opening, karena memang kejadian itu mungkin 1 bulan setelah kita opening, yang mana waktu kita opening itu kan COVID lagi masih, pandemi itu masih berjalan ya, yang masih orang mencari tempat yang open, yang semi outdoor, kemudian Peak adalah salah satu Gulf Island, which is salah satu destinasi mereka.
There's no pandemic, in Peak. It's so crowded. There.
Nah, karena tempat kita itu cukup eye-catching, warnanya biru, hijau gitu, dan mereka coba untuk datang dan kita tuh gak expect kalau akan seramai itu. Ternyata pas kita open our door untuk hari pertama, itu full.
You couldn't get a place. I tried to book lots of time when you open.
Full. Sampai ya kejadian itu terjadi yang menurut gue sendiri dari sisi, ya maksudnya as a management gitu ya. Sebenarnya itu common terjadilah.
Yeah.
Not even di hari kita opening, tapi di hari-hari kita makan yang restoran yang tidak terlalu ramai pun sering terjadi.
Iya, namanya restoran baru buka. Betul, ya kan masih ada proses training biasanya gitu.
Betul. Mungkin itu bisa viral karena ternyata terjadinya sama salah satu orang yang cukup mungkin terkenal di Instagram kita bilang ya. Maksudnya mungkin untuk yang nonton tau lah ya siapa gitu. Kemudian dan yang memang bikin kita shock itu adalah kan mungkin follower dia memang cukup banyak dan lucunya adalah mereka itu merespon padahal mereka sendiri belum pernah coba. Tapi kita bersyukurnya karena itu jadi makin famous, orang coba and then mereka kayak mematahkan lah isu-isu bahwa restorannya tuh gitu banget loh gitu ternyata enggak gitu dan Ray sudah mencoba gitu kan, maksudnya totally different dari apa opini yang diberikan lah ke kita saat itu gitu. We already minta maaf sama mereka, sama pihak itu. Kita coba untuk ajak kembali lagi ya, maksudnya untuk cobalah experience yang berbeda gitu. Cuman mungkin belum berkenan lah sampai saat ini juga. Karena kita coba tapi mereka belum berkenan. Tapi ya ternyata itu bikin orang-orang curious untuk datang dan coba dan benar-benar itu membekas di hati mereka.
Iya.
Ya, dengan makanan yang berbeda, dengan servis yang berbeda, dengan ya experience mereka bisa mungkin kayak Chef Roberto bisa datang ke Table House, the food, nanya, ngobrol dan segala macam. Itu yang bikin kita tuh menjadi salah satu brand yang cukup saat ini ya walaupun baru sudah bisa diperhitungkan lah di dunia F&B ini sendiri.
Of course. I mean, it's a blessing in disguise,
betul,
right? And because I first asked Pak Tony about that. It's like in camera, he said, "I want to say thank you to her." Because indirectly, right?
Betul,
yeah, that's that's a very good thing you say.
Jadi itu bukan
karma.
Bukan satu doang loh. Ada beberapa. Dan, oh, sama ini mau cerita mungkin ada beberapa orang atau yang maksudnya juga terkenal di Instagram lah, kita bilang selebgram gitu, yang kita invite, mereka juga memberikan opini yang berlawanan kan, gitu loh. Dan itulah yang akhirnya tuh jadi makin gempar gitu loh, karena begitu banyak pihak yang cukup terkenal untuk berargumen, dan maksudnya benar-benar kayak membawa nama kita, yang akhirnya bikin orang-orang tuh kayak, aduh si A dukung, si B gak dukung, yaudah kita coba deh gitu, supaya lebih netral.
Yeah, like gitu. In any restaurant, in any business, there's good day and bad day, right? Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, it's betul. Normal. And
in that case, actually, we just forgot to put one item in the order and then never get out. I think sometimes it's not only the restaurant have a bad day, sometimes also the customer come and already a bad day, and really small things turn to you to...
To flip a switch.
To make a drama or a misunderstanding.
Yeah, I mean, in this channel, the listener who are not in the industry, I always encourage, when you have something, talk directly,
betul.
And then try to finish in the outlet, because the restaurant will try their best to make sure you go home happy.
Yeah,
to me, when Mr. Elizabeth was just a big misunderstanding.
She
misjudged me.
Yeah.
And the way I want to talk to her. Mm. And it's just a misunderstanding.
Yes, come back and I'm sure you'll find...
I will love it. I will love to cook for her.
Yeah, and I'm sure you will find a totally different experience. Because it's just a bad day. New restaurant.
Yeah, betul.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's very normal.
Mungkin mau sedikit nambahin tadi, Ray juga memberikan input kalau ada masalah tuh harus diselesaikan gitu. Yeah. Maksudnya gue tuh punya experience kerja di F&B ini udah dari tahun 2010.
Yeah.
Which is 13 tahun gitu ya. Ketika gue kerja di dunia F&B dan servis lah kita bilang gitu. Kita tuh juga jadinya takut ketika kita bertindak. Jadi kalau misalnya kita mau komplain yang seperti apa yang kita harus bawa. Hmm. Dan ya gue tau lah saat ini kayak gampang untuk bikin viral ya. Hmm. Tapi kita harus tahu bahwa setiap action kita tuh ada efek untuk banyak pihak.
Betul. Gitu.
Jadi benar, lebih baik kita selesaikan. Kalau memang gak puas ya langsung ngomong aja, Mbak tadi saya begini, daripada ditanya gimana experience-nya, tapi pas di belakang bikin postingan Instagram cukup luar biasa.
Exactly.
Itu gue kayak ngerasa kasihan loh yang punya bisnis ini, jujur. Yeah. Gue pun sangat, maksudnya taulah di setiap restoran tuh pasti akan bikin kesalahan, tapi I've tried to kayak accept, ini kesalahan yang bisa gue terima apa enggak gitu loh.
Lebih iya, gitu sih, karena, banyak loh, ya kan setengah, pasti yang orang depan khususnya orang servis, itu gila-gilaan mau supaya guest tuh pulang happy,
betul,
apapun yang terjadi kan. Bisa komplain, ya bisa ada free food, free dessert, discount, next trip di invite lagi atau apa, banyak banget yang bisa jadi solusinya, jadi kayak gak perlu di sosmed, karena efeknya kemana-mana. Di restoran tuh ada staff, di belakangnya ada supplier, mereka juga punya keluarga. Ya ingat waktu pandemi restoran tutup kan semuanya habis, you know?
Betul.
Sampai
banget.
Supplier semua habis. Ya, jadi begitu guys, be a good guest.
Yes.
We should do instructional video how to become a proper guest.
Iya, betul.
Proper complaint. Okay, my last question. What's next for the two of you and Alba Group?
Mungkin gue sedikit explain ya, maksudnya Alba Group ini sendiri kan ya part of dari Tofin Indonesia sendiri ya, yang bergerak di dunia F&B. Dan F&B itu kan dekat dengan core bisnisnya Tofin itu sendiri kan gitu. Jadi ya plan kita mau coba untuk berkembang di seluruh Indonesia. Ya hopefully kita punya 100 outlet gitu. Amin. Gitu. Cuman kan memang
100 outlets. Oh my god.
Cuman kan memang Tofin Life ini kita bagi dari franchise brand, own brand, and then sekarang kita lagi coba untuk di bar. Itu next month kita mau buka bar, jadi Alba Group dengan lini bisnisnya yang baru. Dan dari experience kita juga kan nantinya kita bisa mengkurasi gitu loh, bisnis apa sih yang sebenarnya memang masih akan terus eksis ke depannya, dan itu yang mungkin kita akan expand, atau dengan bisnis baru, entah brand baru atau bikin brand sendiri atau ambil brand sendiri. Ya kita gak tahu juga, maksudnya masih dalam tahap kita analisa lah gitu loh, karena memang dibilang gampang enggak, dibilang susah juga enggak. Ya butuh keberanian untuk make it happen lah. Yeah. Cuman saat ini kalau Casa Alba sendiri sih memang sudah jelas kita enggak akan expand dengan brand Casa Alba ini sendiri.
Oke, okay. Gitu. Ya tapi ini jadi flagship.
Ini, this is only the one and only Casa Alba gitu kan. Kemudian ya kalau untuk Alba Ristorante sih this year kita akan buka satu di area Sudirman. Ya sama bar bulan depan kita mau buka.
Wow. Gitu. Okay. Udah bisa ditis belum namanya atau apa
belum? Mungkin pas nanti ini tayang kan? Iya. Ya, boleh lah nanti pas ini tayang ya.
Oke. Okay. Ya follow Instagramnya Alba deh nanti. Alba. Sosial media. And chef, what's your next plan here? After what's your big goal in the future?
A big goal?
Yeah.
The big goal is to go fishing on the beach and walking the dog out. That's my big goal.
Okay.
No, just working. No, the many ideas is coming. Mm. Many ideas, many projects. Really, since it looks like now all the experience that I have, it's coming back like. Give me the feedback, the idea, the things to make a new project. So it's really a blessed moment.
Yeah, very exciting moment saya in Alba.
Ketemu sama dia itu nggak bisa nggak ngomongin project. Pokoknya dia habis dari mana dia bilang, I think this is a good project. Can you consider? Atau kita bisa bikin plan nggak? Kira-kira ini bisa nggak ya gitu? So many idea dari Chef Roberto, which is gue merasa salah satu keuntungan bisa bekerja dengan dia yang experience-nya sangat banyak.
Gak banyak loh yang punya opportunity gitu,
betul,
kesempatan.
Betul. Jadi makanya kita optimis lah ya, Alba Group ini sendiri kedepannya bisa menjadi berkembang dan menjadi salah satu brand yang ya di Indonesia megang
berpengaruh lah ya.
Berpengaruh di dunia F&B lah.
Yeah. Amin. Well, thank you Chef Roberto and Hera for your time and for inviting Regency Radio Podcast. Hope you much success for all your projects, 100 outlets. Amin. And please invite us again for
Inferno.
Yeah. Oh, Pak Tony has been texting me all the time to
about
go and
Inferno,
eat there.
Yeah.
Go and eat there. I will try soon.
Di Inferno bisa lihat experience cooking-nya itu karena we have the open kitchen.
Yeah.
Jadi bisa lihat masaknya.
Inferno is nice because then there is Andres that come from Ecuador. He used to work with me for King Salman as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so
for King Salman.
Yeah, so when we do this this menu, of course the roots is Italian. Of course the most that all my experience
together.
The menu that we want to do is already in my mind, but I have Andres beside me that give me a lot of influence from South America.
Yeah.
Plus we put the influence from Asia because we are living in Asia.
Yeah.
So this menu is completely different.
Mm.
So that's why Inferno is not just Italian food, even though Alba is focused on Italian, we don't serve Italian food, it's food.
What?
There is some Italian things like there is burrata, there is something like that, but is the concept, if you ask me, you go back to Italy, what concept you want to open tomorrow, I will open Inferno. It's new. It's new also for Italy. It's a new things.
Yeah. Maybe coming soon, Inferno Rome.
It'll be great.
Okay, terima kasih juga, Erna. Gue aja belajar banyak banget sih. Especially I learned a lot about Italian food. So thank you so much. And thank you everybody.
Thank you.
For listening and watching our podcast today. Jangan lupa subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe in our channel. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Anchor App. Follow us on Instagram, Regency Radio. And follow Alba's Instagram.
Alba.ristorante.
And come and try to eat at all the outlets. Of the group, there's a lot. Inferno, Alba Ristorante, Casa Alba.
Casa Alba Ristorante, Inferno The Grill.
Yes, kalau if you need your coffee and drink beverage supplies, contact Toffin.
Yes.
They have everything you need, literally.
Betul.
And okay, stay safe, stay healthy. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.